You're listening to SBS News.
As Russia's forces regroup for battles in the east of Ukraine, areas north of Kyiv have been littered with destroyed Russian tanks. Ukraine presidential adviser Alexei Arestovych says his nation's troops have retaken more than 30 towns and villages since Russia began to leave the area this week. President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine's forces are continuing to actively take back territory that had fallen under Russian occupation.
Our defenders continue to regain control over communities in the Kyiv and Chernihiv regions. There are more and more national Ukrainian flags being flown in areas that were temporarily occupied. The Ukrainian armed forces do not let the invaders go without a fight. They inflict damage. They are destroying everyone we can reach. We are strengthening our defences in the eastern direction and in the Donbass. We are aware that the enemy has reserves to increase pressure in the east.
Свідомі того, що ворог має резерви для посилення тиску на сході держави.
Praising Ukrainian fighters, President Zelensky nonetheless lamented a continued lack of critical aid from Western countries.
Наш героїчний Маріуполь продовжує стримувати значну частину.
Our heroic Mariupol continues to hold back a significant part of the enemy's forces. Thanks to this resistance, thanks to the courage and resilience of our other cities, Ukraine has gained invaluable time. The time that allows us to undermine the enemy's tactics and weaken their capabilities. Unfortunately, Ukraine has not yet received enough modern Western anti-missile systems, has not received aircraft, and hasn't received what partners could provide. Could and still can. Every Russian missile that hits our cities and every bomb dropped on our people, on our children, only adds black paint to the history that will describe everyone on whom the decision depended. The decision of whether to help Ukraine with modern weapons.
Ukrainian troops moved further north from Kyiv and retook control of Antonov International Airport in Hostomel after Russian forces retreated from the area. Russian forces had tried to storm the airport within the first days of the war, but now Ukrainian troops are stationed back at its entrance. Inside the compound, the wreckage of one of the world's largest cargo aeroplanes ever built, the Antonov AN-225, lies in a hangar pockmarked with holes from the February 25th attack. This Ukrainian serviceman says Russian troops burned the aircraft.
They burned it because nobody knows how to design an aircraft like this. And no one can build the Maria Antonov AN-225 like this except our people. That's my opinion.
And Ukrainian troops have taken up positions in the town of Bukha after retaking territory from Russian forces. Residents of the town said civilians were killed by Russian soldiers, this man saying it was indiscriminate.
Those people were just walking and they shot them without any reason. Bang! In the next neighborhood, Stikolka, it was even worse. They would shoot anyone without asking any questions.
The Prosecutor General's office in Kyiv has confirmed that the Ukrainian documentary filmmaker and photographer Max Levin, who'd been missing since mid-March, has been found dead in a village near the capital. Reporters Without Borders says Mr. Levin's the sixth journalist killed since the Russian invasion of Ukraine began on February the 24th. It says he was unarmed and wearing a jacket with the word press on it. Meanwhile, one day before national elections in Hungary, Mr. Zelensky singled out Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban for his support of Vladimir Putin.
I want to turn to another person who does not seem to fully understand what is happening not only in Ukraine but throughout Europe. To the Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban. He is virtually the only one in Europe to openly support Mr. Putin. We did not ask anything special from officials in Budapest. We didn't even get what everyone else is doing for the sake of peace. We did not receive the vital transit of defence aid. We did not see moral leadership. We saw no effort to stop the war. Why so?
Не побачили морального лідерства. Не побачили жодного зусилля, щоб зупинити цю війну. Чому так?
Ukrainian refugee mothers and their children have been protesting in Budapest against the war in Ukraine.
Like, I really feel that every Ukrainian have to contribute for us to win this war together. And since I cannot stay in Ukraine, I have to contribute at least from the outside. And I feel it is also very important to grab attention of Hungarians to historical connections that they also had to Russia, and so they can rethink their attitude.
And a Russian group that monitors political arrests says 208 people were detained in demonstrations across Russia against the war in Ukraine. The OVD Info group says protests took place in 17 Russian cities, from Siberia to the more densely populated West. Nikki Canning, SBS News.